Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. In episode 29, we dive into the brutal market downturn shaking Bitcoin and Ethereum. As Trump's escalating trade war fuels uncertainty and the Federal Reserve's quantitative tightening, QT, drains liquidity, crypto markets are feeling the squeeze. We break down the macroeconomic forces at play, explore why institutional investors are retreating, and discuss whether this is a short-term panic or a sign of deeper structural challenges. Tune in for key insights into how these developments could shape the future of digital assets.
All right, so picture this. You just got back from like a week-long silent retreat. No phone, no internet.
Yeah.
Just you and the serene sounds of nature. You finally check your portfolio and bam! It's like a bomb went off. What in the world happened?
Well, let's just say President Trump, he decided to shake things up a bit on the global stage. And those shockwaves, they're being felt everywhere. Even in the world of cryptocurrency.
So we're talking tariffs, right?
Yeah.
Those taxes on imports.
Yeah. Massive tariffs slapped on goods coming from Mexico and Canada. We're talking like 25% on most things, 10% specifically on oil and energy exports. And just for good measure, another 10% piled onto Chinese products.
Oh, is everything suddenly way more expensive now?
It's definitely going to make things pricier. And while the official reasons they gave were things like curbing illegal immigration, stopping the flow of fentanyl, and, you know, fixing that trade deficit, there's a feeling that this is about way more than just trade numbers.
So it's not just about the money.
Right. It's like you're trying to send a message using a sledgehammer to crack a nut. These actions have like geopolitical implications. Yeah. It sends a message that the U.S. is ready to play hardball. And investors are definitely picking up on that.
Makes sense. And how did the markets respond to this whole tariff thing?
Not well. The markets did not like this. Crypto especially took a nosedive.
I bet Bitcoin took a hit.
Oh yeah. Bitcoin, which is usually, you know, the most stable cryptocurrency, it plummeted to $91,229, which is its lowest point since like mid-January.
Ouch. And what about Ethereum?
Ethereum, being the second largest cryptocurrency, also took a major hit. It fell all the way down to $2,172. It basically hit a key support level, which is kind of like a safety net where a lot of buyers usually step in. Now, this could mean it's about to bounce back, but it could also mean the price keeps dropping.
So crypto is in a free fall, but it's not the only one, right? What about the stock market? Did they take a hit too?
Sadly, the stock market isn't looking much better. U.S. stock futures are down across the board. The S&P 500, the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, they're all showing some pretty big losses.
So it's not just us.
Nope. Asian and European markets are feeling the heat too. It all just points to a broader sense of global anxiety, you know?
I get it. Everyone's hitting the panic button. But what's really driving this massive sell-off? Is it just the tariffs themselves? Or is there more to it?
It's more than just tariffs. It's a combination of factors. The biggest one is the uncertainty. You know? The market hates surprises. When the future becomes unpredictable, investors get spooked because they don't know what to expect and risk goes up.
It's like driving with a blindfold on. Nobody wants to do that.
Exactly. And remember how crypto often reacts first to big news, especially on weekends when traditional markets are closed? Well, this time was no different.
So crypto is like the canary in the coal mine.
Yep. It's often the first to react to big events, and that reaction tends to spill over into other assets that are seen as risky.
So basically, when crypto sneezes, the rest of the financial world catches a cold.
That's one way to put it. And then there's the strengthening U.S. dollar. You see, when the dollar gains value, it puts pressure on riskier assets like cryptocurrencies and emerging markets because their relative value decreases. It's all about the currency exchange and global investors' perception of risk at any given moment.
It all makes sense. And of course, we can't forget about the potential disruption to trade between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Right. This isn't just about numbers on a spreadsheet. We're talking real companies, real jobs, and entire industries that rely on the smooth flow of goods across borders.
So yeah, things are definitely a bit messy right now. But here's where things get interesting. In the middle of all this panic, Bitcoin's actually doing relatively well.
Right.
It's like everyone's running to Bitcoin for safety.
That's a key observation. And it goes back to this idea of safe haven assets. In times of uncertainty, investors tend to flock to things they see as stable and valuable.
So like gold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the traditional market, that's usually gold. But within the crypto wane, Bitcoin often plays that role.
But isn't that a little strange? Bitcoin's doing well when the whole market is tanking. Doesn't that go against the idea that it's a safe haven?
It might seem counterintuitive, but it makes sense if you think about what's driving this crisis. A lot of investors are worried about government overreach and the potential for instability in traditional markets. Bitcoin, which operates independently of governments and central banks, is seen as a hedge against those risks.
So it's like a digital fortress protecting your assets from the storm.
Exactly. And this ties into what the Federal Reserve, the central bank of the U.S., has been doing with what's called quantitative tightening.
Okay. For those of us who aren't financial wizards, can you explain what that means?
Sure. Quantitative tightening, or QT, is basically when the Fed tries to cool down the economy by shrinking its balance sheet. They're taking money out of circulation, which makes the U.S. dollar more valuable.
So they're tightening the money supply, which makes people nervous about riskier investments and pushes them toward something like Bitcoin, which is seen as more stable and independent.
Precisely. The Fed's actions are making investors more cautious, and that's driving them towards assets like Bitcoin that are less susceptible to the whims of central banks and traditional financial systems.
Okay, so Bitcoin's a digital gold rush in times of trouble. But what about other cryptocurrencies like Ethereum? Remember, it took a big hit and dropped to that key support level. Some analysts are even saying this might be a buying opportunity.
Ethereum's reaction is interesting because it often lags behind changes in interest rates. For example, when the Bank of Japan raised rates a while back, Ethereum didn't really react until like the following month. This suggests it might be more sensitive to changes in monetary policy than some other cryptocurrencies.
So if the Fed were to change course and start pumping money back into the economy, a strategy called quantitative easing, could that cause Ethereum to rebound?
That's a theory some analysts are proposing, and some are even speculating that this shift could happen as early as March 2025. That's definitely something to watch.
So we've got Bitcoin acting like a safe haven, Ethereum potentially poised for a comeback, and the stock market looking a bit shaky. What about the other players in this trade war? Surely Canada and Mexico aren't just sitting back and taking this?
Oh, they're not. Both countries have announced retaliatory measures targeting specific U.S. products. This could further escalate tensions and even violate existing trade agreements. We're potentially looking at a very messy situation if things continue down this path.
Sounds like we're in for a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
This whole thing feels like a game of chess with entire economies hanging in the balance.
It is a delicate balancing act, for sure. And one wrong move could have ripple effects across the globe. This volatility we're seeing now, it's likely to continue. And honestly, trade disruptions seem almost inevitable at this point.
And that means things could get even more expensive, right? I mean, you said those tariffs act like a tax on imported goods.
That's right. Those costs get passed down the line, first to businesses and then ultimately to you, the consumer. So yeah, we could be looking at higher prices on pretty much everything, from groceries to cars.
So thanks to this trade war, my morning coffee and my commute could both get a lot more painful.
Fantastic.
Not the best news, I know. And adding to the uncertainty is this big question mark hanging over the Federal Reserve. What they decide to do next is going to be crucial, not just for crypto, but for the whole global economy.
You mentioned quantitative tightening earlier. What are the chances they stick with that strategy?
Well, if they stay the course with QT, we could see the dollar keep getting stronger, putting even more pressure on those risky assets like emerging markets and certain cryptocurrencies. And there's a chance it could even trigger a recession. Ironically, though, this scenario might actually benefit Bitcoin in the short term as investors seek a safe haven, you know.
Okay, so more pain before things potentially get better. Right. But you also mentioned the possibility of the Fed switching gears and moving back towards quantitative easing, possibly as early as March 2025. What would that mean for the markets? That's the million-dollar question. If they do pivot towards QE, it could inject a surge of liquidity into the system, boost risk appetite, and potentially lead to a resurgence in assets like Ethereum and other altcoins.
So that buying opportunity some analysts are talking about with Ethereum might actually pan out.
It's definitely possible, but we have to remember that QE isn't a magic bullet. It comes with its own set of risks, like inflation and the formation of asset bubbles, which should ultimately set the stage for another crash down the line.
So it's a bit of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation for the Fed. They're stuck between a rock and a hard place trying to balance these competing forces.
Yeah, they're definitely walking a tightrope. Trying to keep inflation under control while also supporting economic growth is a tough act. And their decisions will have a ripple effect across the board, impacting everything from your retirement portfolio to the price of that cup of coffee.
We've covered a lot of ground here. Trade wars, crashing markets, the mysterious inner workings of the Federal Reserve. It's a lot to digest. So for someone trying to make sense of it all, what are the key takeaways here? What should they be paying attention to in the coming weeks and months?
The most important thing to remember is that all these events are interconnected. Trade wars have consequences that extend far beyond the countries directly involved. We're seeing that play out right now in the crypto market, which was once considered detached from traditional finance.
Right. It's like that butterfly effect. A flap of wings in one part of the world can cause a hurricane on the other side.
Exactly. And that interconnectedness is only going to increase. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, understanding these global dynamics is more crucial than ever. Keep an eye on the Fed's announcements and actions. Their decisions on interest rates and QE or QT will have a ripple effect throughout the entire economy.
So stay informed, watch the Fed, and buckle up for a potentially wild ride. Anything else you'd add to that list?
I think it's also important to watch how the trade war between the US, Canada, and Mexico evolves. Retaliatory measures could further destabilize markets and disrupt global trade flows. And don't forget about Bitcoin. Its performance compared to other cryptocurrencies can give you some insight into overall investor sentiment and risk appetite.
So basically, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and your finger on the pulse of the global economy. It sounds like things are about to get even more interesting.
And one final thought for you to ponder. We've talked about how Bitcoin tends to thrive in times of uncertainty, if that's the case. What does its recent surge in dominance tell us about the current state of the global economy?
That's a great question. It makes you think about the underlying anxieties driving these market shifts and what it means for the future. Yeah, it really makes you think, it's almost like Bitcoin is a barometer for global anxiety. You know, the higher it climbs, the more worried we should be.
That's a pretty fascinating thought, isn't it? It speaks to that complex relationship between traditional finance and geopolitics and this like whole emerging world of cryptocurrency.
And we've seen it again and again, right? Events in one corner of the world can have these ripple effects that touch like every market, every industry, and ultimately every one of us.
It is a good reminder that we're all interconnected in ways that we don't always realize. And as we like move forward into this increasingly complex and uncertain world, staying informed and understanding these connections is more crucial than ever.
So to you, our listener, keep those eyes peeled and those ears open. The world is changing so rapidly. And the best way to navigate these choppy waters ahead is to be prepared and informed.
Yeah, and remember, knowledge is power. The more you understand about these forces that are shaping our world, the better equipped you'll be to make informed decisions and to thrive in this ever-evolving landscape.
That's it for our deep dive today into the turbulent world of trade wars and crypto shocks. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay ahead of the curve.